Hello, everybody. It's Deanna Durrell, your intuitive relationship and spiritual mentor from thedancinggoddess.com. And welcome to a magical, magical new month. In this video, I'm going to share some intuitive messages about December, what you can expect, whether you are single or in a partnership. We're also going to pull some oracle cards. I know everybody loves those, so you can see kind of week by week, play by play, what's going on the energy plane and how prepare. And I'm also going to share some important dates and themes. So let's get into it. If you are new to my community, I'm so glad to see you here. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe so that you never miss any videos on how to trust and love yourself. And I always suggest whenever a card goes up, so I'm using your magical intuition oracle, which is my deck. Art is by Ellen Awad. You can pause the video, right? And when I hold up the card and just ask yourself on a sheet of paper, what could this mean for me? Because you're going to get your own unique spin on the message that I share for everybody. Okay. So if there is something that's on your heart, maybe a relationship question, maybe a career question, just ask in that frame, what could this mean for me about XYZ? All right. So let's begin. First, every month I find, at least, generally has a theme or a word, a frequency attached to it. And when I tapped into December, what I got was the word believe. Okay? And so you might want to write that down, believe. You know, it's the Christmas season, but it's so much more than that. So tapping into the frequency of believe, what are you believing to be true about your life? What are you believing, right, that another person is thinking about you? Like, well, all the fears that may have bubbled up from November, this is the month where we get to examine our relationship to our thoughts, to our emotions, and how that's playing out in your current dynamics. And switch them up if you don't like them. It's also a time when you can dream big and start kind of surpassing your own limitations, whether those are limitations that were placed on you, you know, from well-meaning friends or a job or a spouse or, you know, just society at large, and going back to the drawing board, right? And kind of cozying up by the energetic fireplace, you and you, right? What am I choosing to believe about myself? What am I choosing to believe is possible about my life if I could dream it up any way that I really want? And starting from there can be a powerful place. The month kicks off with a new moon in Sagittarius, which is an adventure, travel-seeking sign, right? That tends to just really shoot from the hip with communication. And it's on November 30th in the wee hours of the morning. And so this first week in December is kind of feeling the reverberations of that new moon. So some of the themes relationship-wise are, you know, blunt communication, saying how you really feel, not having a whole lot of filters, which can be really powerful, right? So often we kind of mask what we really want to say because of niceties, because of whatever. And this is a week where your intuition may be just distilling information in an unfiltered, no-nonsense way. And it can be really supportive if you've been tolerating things in a relationship, tolerating things in yourself, and you're just sick of it. And you're like, okay, I'm calling bullshit and I have to change, or like, this has to change because it's not working, or this is awesome. I never told you how awesome you are and how much I love this about you. Like, you may feel very opinionated this week, and others may feel really opinionated too. So it's also, you know, a time to have thick skin, not take anything personally, but just like know going into it that it may feel like the delivery is a little bit crisper, a little bit, you know, rough around the edges, but it's going to be the unfiltered truth, or you're going to hear the unfiltered truth from somebody else. It doesn't mean it has to be your truth, right? And Sagittarius is about like the bigger community, the bigger space. So can you see beyond the granular of just, you know, this situation or this challenge, and like, how is it really going to affect the vision you have for your bigger life, right? The bigger vision. And then, it, you know, a lot of things can fall off your back when you look at it like that. So the card that I had pulled is Ticking Clock for week one. So I'm going to Let's bring it up here. And it looks like a clock, like clock stairway, kind of disappearing into the clouds, from what I've been told. And the message at the bottom says it's time to take action on your dreams. And it's the number 27, which is the number of endings, adds up to a nine. It's a number of wisdom. So, what did you learn over the last 30 days? This is the time where you get to put it into action and really start doing things, right? Stop talking about it, start doing things. Put your money where your mouth is, kind of vibe. Then, when we get to the second week, I got positive expectations. And it says things can turn out better than you expect. Again, the number nine card. Really interesting. These nines are following us around. It's the last number in the single digits, and December is the last month of our traditional calendar year. So there's a lot that's ending, there's a lot that's wrapping up. And in this second week, right, you can get kind of a hint of what that is. You may feel this like thing in your belly that's like, I have to finish that project, or like, I don't even want to finish this project. I never cared about it in the first place. And you ditch it. Or a relationship issue comes to a head, right? And you're like, I said I didn't want this, but actually I do. Or the opposite. I don't care about that much, this that much, do you? And then, expecting things to work out as you share and express your truth from your heart, not from your head. Okay, then the next date I want you to write down is December 15th. So circle December 15th and actually the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, because usually a moon, right, is in its strongest in the first 3 to 5 days-ish. And so full moons are about completion, they're about illumination, something coming to light. And it is in the sign of Gemini, which is the chatty, super communicative sign, super forward thinking. And very, very lighthearted. So it's that air energy. It's about expanding your energy, looking at different ways that you can communicate, playing with different technologies. And so, some of the themes for the full moon that you want to keep in mind is like, where am I getting so stuck in one way of communicating? Where do I need, on a practical level, to update my systems? Maybe you're doing a morning routine that you're just doing kind of because you always do it and you're not even present with it. It's not even helping anymore, but you're just like stuck. The Gemini full moon will bring that up and say, hey, have you thought about using this app to meditate since you never seem to commit to your regular meditation practice? It's finding innovative ways to get to the same result. And of course, right? We can't always lean on technology or lean on innovation if you yourself, your beliefs about yourself have not shifted. So start there. What am I thinking about? Do I want to be thinking about it like this? Again, start to shift. And for that third week, I got Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. I always think of, what is the Disney movie? I'm blanking, you guys, but you know what I'm talking about. Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Who's the fairest one of all? Is that Snow White? Oh my gosh. It says you are beautiful inside and out, the number 33, which is a master creative number. So, whatever comes up during this full moon time, it's meant to help you come back to loving yourself. It's meant to see you, feeling beautiful in the world again. You may also feel guided, like I said, to update your systems, update your environment, update your wardrobe so that it matches your version of beauty. Right? Of course, we're all beautiful inside, and right, you want your surroundings to align with that. So you may notice like little things bother you mid-month. God, why have I still not replaced that comforter? Okay? And this is the card that's like, "Hey, like look in the mirror. You have the power to change this. You can shift." It's kind of the theme. You can shift. Believe that you can shift and you will. And then to close out the month, right, we've got the solstice on the 21st, the winter solstice. So it's a time when, you come inside, you can kind of withdraw from the regular world, hopefully, even for a second. And this is saying, we end the month with blessings. So no matter what your relationship status, no matter what came down the pipes during the month, as we get into like Christmas time, New Year's time, it's saying, hey, look at all these gifts that came into your life this year. Are you grateful for them? Even the ones that seemed a little bit painful, even the ones that left, right, that got lit and left your life. Can you be grateful for it all? Because as you show gratitude for all the gifts you've been bestowed already, right, the blessings multiply. I love that. So just to recap, when you believe, right, then things can shift. And you don't have so much time. So this is saying, like, get going on the things that you've been procrastinating on. Have positive expectations that as you do that, it will work out, but you do have to put some energy into it. You will be guided to look at your beliefs, how you feel about yourself, and to communicate clearly. And as the month ends, you will be bestowed with many blessings, provided that you can acknowledge and be grateful for the ones that have already come into your life. So, I would love to hear from you. What is one thing that resonated with you? What is your intention for January, for December, or January? You can tell me that too. Let me know in the comments, or if you're on my newsletter, hit reply. I would love to see your answer. And if you would like to work together before the year is out, or even in the first quarter with me, send me a message from my website. Let's connect. Let's have a conversation. I would love to help you make 2025 the best year of your life. I love you. Thank you so much for watching. And for more, visit thedancinggoddess.com or definitely subscribe on my YouTube channel. Talk to you soon and happy end month of 2024.